Do you know how hard it is to take care of patients these days? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got the beautiful Tina Nunziato sitting right next to me. Hope you're watching us on YouTube so you could see what I'm talking about.
My new haircut.
Got a new haircut. It's like it's a new woman.
I have to do this every couple years so you can like cheat on me without cheating on me.
It's like a shock. A good shock. That's right. That's right. I love it. Yeah, I love
just
it.
Chop it off and start all over again.
Yeah. Something different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something different.
Absolutely.
So, yes, welcome. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. We're so happy that you are checking us out. We hope that you will hang on and stay with us and check out all our over 400 other podcasts or episodes that we have that we've been doing for many years. And if you're a regular listener, we love you and we're so happy and appreciative that you're on this journey with us. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges, challenges that we have in taking care of patients, okay?
Well, it just continues to morph. I feel like, having a small practice, having our own practice, mm-hmm. right, where we're in charge and we're running the show, it allows us to shift and move quickly when things change
yes.
in the healthcare industry. And I feel like since we started this practice in 2007, we have had to shift at least once a year.
Oh my goodness,
on
multiple
something.
Times.
Yeah. There's always something, right, that we're shifting or now this new thing is happening in medicine and we now have to do it this way instead
right.
or that way instead or whatever. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this because was at the staff meeting recently, they were bringing up how hard it is now to get approval for EGDs mm-hmm. even and for medicines.
Which is an upper endoscopy.
Yeah, very basic medicines, for example, for patients. And again, how much work is being asked by us to do just to get a patient a medicine or just to get a patient to be able to have an upper endoscopy,
right.
which is such a simple procedure. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. And then we had a conversation with a colleague last night about he's in neurology and just about how hard it is to find doctors to come up
yeah.
behind you guys, yeah. right, to be seeing patients and how far out everybody is booking and how this problem is just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So I just wanted to talk about all that.
Yeah, no, let's talk about it. I mean, it has, we've known this, like, we've had the practice almost 16 years now, and for years, we've been talking about the challenges, and first of all, in just being a small mom-and-pop private practice,
mm-hmm.
okay, especially when a lot of practices have had to close their doors and shut the shop down, some of them have been bought out by maybe a hospital system or a bigger group, like a big, it could just be a big, even national group that is just acquiring practices of that specialty throughout the country
mm-hmm.
or just here in Arizona. And there's been all sorts of challenges, our reimbursements that continue to go down, the fact that we have to try to see so many patients, in a small period of time.
Reimbursements have gone down.
Right.
And then the other part of it is we're being asked to do so much more to get
yes,
paid. We're being asked
absolutely.
To do so much more for the patient so the patient can get the care that they need, that our costs are going up.
Yeah.
But
or
our
if not, you get penalized.
Right. But
right?
our reimbursements are going down.
Right.
And that only works for so long, that model. and I feel like it's just a model that's going to cause all the small practices to close up.
Yeah,
and
eventually.
Die off. Yeah.
And then just in providing the care mm-hmm. that we need for patients, like Tina already mentioned, getting an approval for an upper endoscopy. All right. Like for the most part, I don't think we get many or any denials for a colonoscopy.
Right.
At
not
least
yet.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah.
However, to do an endoscopy where we're looking the esophagus and the stomach, for those over the last few years, we've been getting denials and it's getting more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Denials, like recently we had a patient who had been vomiting blood. that exam to do an endoscopy, which is what she needed so that we could go in there and see what is she vomiting blood from. Is it an ulcer? Is it a tumor? Mm-hmm. The insurance denied the endoscopy.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And so it just doesn't make sense because we're not, it keeps us from being able to provide the good care that we need to be able to provide for our patients. Mm-hmm. Medicines. Okay. Tina also mentioned that earlier. Just simple medicines, medicines that have been out for decades. Mm-hmm. All right, that should not be costing an arm and a leg. We're getting denials on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or they're saying, oh, the patient's going to be responsible for thousands of dollars a month for this medicine when this patient or when this medicine should not cost that much at this point.
I mean, you can buy some of these medicines over the counter. So right. You know that, you know, how much they cost. I mean, it's just becoming more and more challenging, more difficult, very frustrating to try to provide the care that mm-hmm. we want to provide for our patients to give them the best care, you know. And so it leads us then to say it is well worth your investment to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we didn't even mention the cost of insurance.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't even touch on that.
Well, and so what one of the things we've noticed too is normally this time of year, so it's beginning of December for us right now, and normally this time of year in the last 16 years that we've owned this practice, this time of year is very, very busy mm-hmm. for us. Very busy. Typically because everyone's trying to get in by the end of the year, right? They've met their deductible. They're trying to get their colonoscopy done while they've met their deductible, so it gets covered, right? This year, for the first time ever in 16 years, patients are telling us they didn't meet their deductible this year, and they want to wait until next year to do their colonoscopy so it can go toward their deductible. Yeah. So now they're pushing off the colonoscopy, and so our schedule isn't as packed as it normally is. It's crazy.
It's a very unusual
December. And I think because
December.
Deductibles are going up, right? Not only is insurance going up, but deductibles are going up. Yeah. So patients can't even meet their deductibles anymore to get stuff covered. And then I was telling Dr. Cruz this week how there was an article that came out that there's talks about Cigna and Humana merging. Okay. And I read the article, you know, it just talked about them merging and how they're both denying it at this point. But at mm-hmm. the end of the article, it talked about how their stock, both of their stocks had gone down, right? They're public companies traded on the stock exchange. And it said the value of these companies. Okay. And I asked Dr. Cruz, what do you think the value of Cigna or Humana is? And what did you say?
Oh, I was like, 1.2 million? I have no idea when it comes to stuff like
you
that.
You said actually 1.5 billion.
Did I say that? Did I climb
up
there?
You said like hundreds of million or like 1.2 billion.
I was still way off.
Way low. I said $60 to $70 billion these companies are worth, okay? These are the companies making all the money. They're charging all this money and they're not covering what patients need. They're not paying us what we need to take care of those patients. They're just keeping all the money for themselves, basically. And then they're denying everything that patients need. And then we have to fight on behalf of the patient. And the patient gets upset with us because they're not getting the care that they need. Yeah. And we're doing all we can. And I just want patients to understand where the issue resides right now. For example, in that EGD case where these upper endoscopies, where they're denying, we have to have a nurse practitioner get on the phone with someone from the insurance company while the insurance company grills them on why they need an EGD. Mm-hmm. And these are not short calls. These are not 5-minute calls. These are like 30 to 45 minute phone calls where they have to go through the whole note. And they literally, I've listened to these calls because the NP's office is right next to my office. And they argue with the NPs about how these basic symptoms do not mean this person needs an EGD.
They don't warrant an
endoscopy. No, it's incredible to me how much they fight. And we fight back. And sometimes we can get them approved and sometimes we can't. But it's, you know, we're like for the medicine. In order to be given this medicine, you have to have been on these four other medicines first, or you have to get a CT scan first, or you have to. So we try to follow all those rules. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's costing the insurance, in my opinion, more money, more time than just putting the patient on the medicine we originally suggested, right? So, but all that takes time. You know, we have a person in our office that just makes phone calls for prescription auths and denials and it's incredible. And she doesn't even have enough time in the day to make all these phone calls and sit on hold and do all these things. It's just getting to be so overwhelming. We can't even do it anymore. you know. And then on top of that, the conversation we had last night with our friend about how neurology is short on doctors, and we know GI is short on doctors,
yes, because absolutely.
We've been trying to hire a doctor for the last 2 years to help Dr. Cruz. We can't find people.
And supposedly, according to a recent article I read from a medical journal, in 2025, there will be a shortage of approximately 1,600 gastroenterologists. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it is scary. It's scary what's happening in medicine, what's been going on. This is not new. It's just that it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely concerning. You know, I mean, we're all aging. Everybody is aging. You know, at some point, we're going to need a doctor to take care of us. All right. And we have less and less providers, doctors, mm-hmm. nurse practitioners, physician assistants. We have less and less providers.
Yeah. He was telling us last night that there was an article that said the average age of the neurologist today is like 58 or 59 years old. They're all getting ready to retire.
Sure.
Then what happens? And even then, or even now, these neurologists are booking out 6 to 9 months for a new appointment. This is somebody with Alzheimer's, dementia. They have to wait that long. And then he's saying he only gets a half an hour with a new consult.
Well, a new consult. And the follow-ups, like somebody coming in with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. How do you take care of somebody in that amount
of
time
with these
very big issues?
Well, you can't. You know? I mean, we get patients that come in who have a lot of different things going on with their GI system, you know, a lot of symptoms, and 15 minutes is just not enough.
Yeah.
So it's really sad. It's really a broken system. And we would urge you more than ever to please, you know, take action with yourself, with your own health. Be proactive. Take care of yourself. There's simple things you can do. Mm-hmm. Simple stuff like drinking a lot of water. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, if you drink sodas, if you drink a lot of the fancy coffees and a lot of these energy drinks, is cutting down.
And alcohol. A ton of alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
Cutting down and drinking more water, getting more greens.
Getting sleep.
Sleep. Exercise.
Exercise, yeah.
Trying to stress
less.
Yeah. Sounds very basic and it's like, oh yeah, I've heard that stuff. Again, however, mm-hmm. this is real. This is real, and it's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. Recently spoke with someone who was trying to find a primary care doc here at Mayo Clinic here in Scottsdale. Guess how long the wait was for a primary care doctor to get in with someone to get an appointment? Over 2 years.
Come on.
Over 2 years.
2 years.
Okay, over 2 years. I mean, my guess is just because there's just such a shortage of providers.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean, look, and so even like the idea of seeing a holistic person instead mm-hmm. of waiting for a doctor to get on supplements, for example, maybe instead of always going to medicines all the time. I mean, we talk a lot about enzymes instead of PPIs, right? I mean, trying to get in, maybe going the more holistic route instead of waiting for traditional doctors, because the thing is, the wait is just going to get longer. It's going to get worse and it's going to get longer. It's getting to the point where it is going to be scary, and I think people are going to be really angry.
Yes.
And it's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out as the years go by, and these doctors that are, you know, getting up there in age. I mean, you're an older doctor now, mm-hmm. you know, and I know you're not ready to retire, but it's not going to be too much longer.
Sure.
And that group of doctors that retires, what's coming up behind them?
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely not enough to take care of the aging population and the increase in the population. It's for sure not enough.
Yeah.
So it's take care of yourself.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Yes. Yes. Take care of yourself.
You're not going to need a lot of doctors.
That's right. And if you want more guidance, if you need to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And that's done over the phone, so you could do it from anywhere. And again, it's free to you. So please connect with us. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And lastly, if you haven't rated us, please, please, please give us a rating. And please rate us at a 5 so that other people like you can find us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.